A man should direct himself in the way he should go. Only then should he instruct others. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Harry LaBarley, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. A man should direct himself in the way he should go. Only then should he instruct others, said the famous Buddha. A man should direct himself in the way he should go. What does that mean, to direct yourself in the way you should go? Well, we look at other people and we feel very, very able to tell them how to live their lives. We feel very able to tell them what direction they should go and what things they should do. We feel very confident in telling people that they should act in a certain way because we know. And then other people bring us up short and they say, hey, now, what about you? And here you're talking about them gossiping, and what are you doing? You're gossiping. You're talking about them being inconsiderate of others, and you're being inconsiderate of others talking about them at all, you know. And hey, you know, what gives you the right to go out and do these things? Well, as the Buddha said, once we have directed ourselves in the way we should go, then we can instruct others. Now, Ingeborg, when would anyone ever come to me for instructions on the way to go?
When he wants to go your way.
Basically, that's correct. When someone wants to go my way, they come to me to be instructed in the way that I'm going. Now, that's most obvious. You have a certain piano teacher. She teaches a certain piano style, and you want to learn piano, and so you go to her to learn her style. You don't go to her to learn some other teacher's style, because she doesn't teach that. She only teaches her style. Now, what would make her style different from somebody else's? Well, how she approaches it, how she arrives at the goal. Now, Gertrude's voice teacher said, yeah, I'll take you on and I'll see if you have any talent or if you qualify in my book. But she said, I'm retired and I really don't need any students. So you see, Gertrude had a perfect opportunity to see if she really was wonderful. And she applied herself and did what the lady said, to the T. Everything perfectly. And the lady naturally was pleased at her sincerity. And because of her sincerity, her natural ability unfolded where it had been hidden before. So, you see, she went to this teacher because she wanted to be taught what the teacher was able to teach. But she did the next thing, which was exceedingly important. She followed directions. She followed whatever her teacher told her to do and did it 100%. And because of that, today she's singing in the great choruses of Europe. She's just fabulous. But how many of us are willing to follow the directions of any teacher we'd go to? If you were to go and sit at the feet of Buddha, for instance, right now, you would be bored to tears. You would be so tired of being there that you'd want to leave. Now, his style of teaching is not a Western way of teaching. His style of teaching is not even an Eastern way of teaching. It's his way. It's very special. And as we often say, he would hold up a flower and he'd say, now concentrate on this. And he'd leave you concentrating on that for about an hour or longer. And if you got tired and got up and left, hey, that's your problem. He didn't care. He was concentrating himself and having a good time. He practiced what he preached. He practiced the things that he was teaching. And it's quite lovely. Now, are we ready for any teacher? Quite likely not. Because the teacher is going to make demands on us. And the teacher is going to come at us and sound very irrational and very unlike the teacher and very evil in a way. And we judge the teacher and thereby we lose the teaching. Now, why does a teacher sometimes come across in an irrational way? To see if you fall in the trap. Is that who the teacher is? Is that what the teacher really teaches? Or are you looking at the outer appearances that the teacher is attempting to do? Now, who was it who told us the story about the guru who came to the meeting late. Was that you? Ellen told us the story about the guru who came to the meeting late. And Ellen, can you think of the story right now, from beginning to end? The guru was going to hold a great meeting in a city. And he advertised the meeting very thoroughly in the city and wanted to bring out a crowd. And he did. He brought out a crowd of thousands.
Lots of people were there waiting for him. And 1 hour passed, 2 hours passed, and the guru hadn't arrived. And little by little, some people were leaving. And so more hours passed, and the guru still didn't arrive. And more people were saying, what is this all about? The guru is not coming. So they left. And 6 and 7 hours passed, and the guru still didn't arrive. It was a long time. Yeah, it was a long time. And so little by little, they all left, and they were just a little group were left of people. And so the guru finally arrived. How is this now the end?
And he was drunk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, he was drunk and he started to flirt with a girl.
Drunk.
He looked.
Yeah, he looked. He appeared drunk. Yeah, he appeared drunk and he started to flirt with a girl. And that really got a couple of the last ones.
One girl.
Yeah, he flirted with one girl. And so who doubted, but who judged and felt superior, they left. So finally there were left, how many? 10? Well, a very tiny group. From thousands there were 10 people left. And so the guru was saying, all right, now I'm able to teach those who have been...
Because you are ready. Because you are ready.
Because you are ready, yes. And that's it.
Ellen remembers the story with a little bit of exaggeration, of course. But the story basically is correct. The idea is that the people were judging the guru. Now, in all truth, it wasn't hours. It was like maybe the guru was supposed to be there at 4. And then at 4:30, some people left. And at 5, some people left. And at 6, people were asking for their money back. Mm-hmm. And then at 6:30, the guru came in. And he staggered in. And as he staggered in, the people thought, oh my gosh, here he is, our speaker, our guru, and he is intoxicated. My God, you know, what is this? And then he sat down next to the prettiest girl in the audience. And he began to make mad, passionate passes at her. You know, would you like to come with me after the meeting? Saying, yeah, you can have a great time. And the people in the audience said, oh, unspeakable, unthinkable. And only a few people were left out of the several thousand that had signed up for the meeting. And then the guru spoke to the group and he said, you who are left, you are ready. Now I will teach you.
It's lovely
story. Now you see, it makes a big difference how you tell the story and how you remember the details.
Yeah.
Because only a few people were left, now I'll teach you. He was not concerned of speaking to large groups.
Yeah.
He was not concerned of the thousands that would listen to him and the thousands that listened to many speakers. And he did not need all of that fairly well. He did not need the applause, the pat on the back for speaking to great audiences. He spoke to a few people who were ready to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And he not undoubtedly, he lifted their consciousness to some height that was unbelievable. But a man should first direct himself in the way he should go. Only then will he instruct others. Well, as this teacher confronted these thousands of people, by not being present, those who really didn't think that he was great, they walked away. They wouldn't have heard anyhow. And then more went away as time went on. And when he did come, he became an anathema to them of being an evil man. making passes at this girl while he's drunk, and being drunk, my goodness. But you see, it's so important for us not to judge. And it's so important for us to listen to the teachers and listen to the leaders and hear what they have to say and apply it. Now, again, the Buddha sat in his posture that we know him so well as, and as he sat there, he ate. And his assistant would bring him dinner and bring him meals and take care of him. And he ate very well because the people loved him, and just getting enough food for the Buddha and a few other people was no big deal. They could beg for that, and it was readily coming. But of course, he had this giant deer park where he operated too. But that was lovely, and no taxes. And it was a great experience for him, and a great experience for the people who came. But it didn't matter to him. He did all these things for one reason.
For himself. For himself.
Thank you. He did all these things for himself. And if anyone else listened, it didn't bother him in the slightest. If anyone didn't listen, it didn't bother him. He didn't look out among the audience, seeing them sleeping and seeing them awake and seeing them anything. He just lived his teaching. Only then, when we live our teaching, should we instruct others. And did the Buddha ever really instruct anyone?
No.
He only instructed himself. Did Jesus the Christ ever instruct anyone?
No.
We think he did, because that's the way the Bible is written. But in fact, what did Jesus say?
What's up with me?
He taught them to listen within. Go to the Father within, who seeth in secret, and the Father will reward thee openly. He said, go to the divine in you, and listen to the divine, and live what the divine has to say. And then you'll be the great master. A man should first direct himself in the way he should go. Only then should he instruct others. And so many people want to go out and be teachers. They want to save the world. And their own life is a shambles. Their own life is poverty. Their own life is sickness. Their own life is all sorts of problems. And they want to go out and save the world. Well, they can only save the world to their poverty, to their sickness, to their unhappiness. When we raise our consciousness, when we start seeing ourselves as abundant, healthy, happy, hearty, then we have it. Now, we play games. We play games. And the games we play are that we have not, that we are not. And we have not, and we are not. But we can also play the game that we have, and we are, and that's what we'll be. Now the choice is up to you. And I say this in all love and all respect. A man should first direct himself in the way he should go. Where are you going to find out that way? By listening within. And only then should he instruct others. And what is the others that he should instruct?
Yourself.
In his own consciousness, his own attitudes. He should only instruct himself. Because if he tries to instruct anybody else, he's instructing them with information based on somebody else's program, not their own. Everyone should find the Christ within themselves, the divinity within themselves, the purity, the goodness, the wholeness within, and live it, and experience it, and know it, and be it. So that is my instant inspiration for you today, and I know that you are finding within yourself all that is good and beautiful and pure. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.